The swine flu virus continues to spread through the Czech Republic, with three regions now battling an epidemic. The Czech health authorities reported on Thursday that the death toll had risen to 8, with close to 800 cases of the disease registered. It has also become clear that the swine flu is a more serious threat than previously thought. Jan Richter has the story.
The message to the public just a few weeks ago was that although highly contagious, the H1N1 virus was no worse than getting the seasonal flu. Now the health authorities are clearly revising that stand. The course of the pandemic has shown the swine flu virus is becoming more aggressive and resulting in more complications and death than regular flu. The head of the Czech Immunology Society, Roman Primula, says the virus is almost certain to mutate in one way or another.
There are two possibilities. One of those mutations is that we will have resistance on antivirals, particularly on Tamiflu. And the second is that we will have more serious disease, what's happening just now. And in reality, it's necessary to monitor very carefully the situation. And in some countries, we have already clusters of deaths and clusters of more serious diseases.
Although earlier findings suggested that young people are more susceptible to the virus, as the pandemic spreads, it has become clear that other groups are equally at risk: pregnant women, obese people, and older chronically ill patients. To make matters worse, a vast number of those eligible to get a swine flu shot in the Czech Republic are refusing the offer for fear of possible side effects. In the Zlín region, 56 out of 73 doctors refused the vaccine, saying that it had not been properly tested, and criticized the ministry for starting the vaccination process when an epidemic was already rampant in various parts of the country. Many chronic patients are following their example, despite a constant stream of reassurances from the health ministry. Professor Primula says this behavior poses an extreme risk.
It's definitely very dangerous, and I should say that the situation is not really under control, because there are many information which are not official, and they are spreading in the environment, and the general public is perceiving those information and doing something what's not in concordance with official policy. And we have refusals even among physicians, and I think Chamber of Physicians in the Czech Republic plays not very nice role, because they told that we are not some guinea pigs, and maybe we should wait having more data about the safety of the vaccine. But just now I think we have relatively very reliable data from around the globe, particularly from Sweden, based on 2.1 million doses already used, and I think that the vaccine is pretty safe. We have definitely information about some side effects around the globe, but there are very, very moderate, I should say.
Those who are hoping the epidemic will recede with the arrival of spring may be sorely disappointed. Professor Primula says an epidemic usually circulates and is likely to come in two waves, which may last for up to a year and a half. If the H1N1 virus should mutate in the course of that time, the second wave would prove far deadlier than the first.
Jan Richter reporting there on developments regarding swine flu in the